You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which has always made your life a little bit easier, which makes us your very close friend. So with us, you've already taken a morning walk and now we will reward you for that good behavior with a few stock picks that Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL gave us. And that is the point of this podcast. Stock picks of the day with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
Like I said earlier, we spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 5 to 9% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. DLF has a buy call, target of 218 rupees, stop loss 194, upside of 8%. Karnataka Bank has a buy call, target 140 rupees, 140, stop loss 122 rupees for an upside of 9.3%. And finally, Reliance Capital has a sell call, target of 158 rupees, 50 paise. Stop loss 172 rupees for a downside of 5%. First, a very quick summary of what's been happening on Dalal Street. I know you've heard a lot about the green patch we have seen on Dalal Street, but let's find out what Hadrian has to very quickly summarize what's been happening on Dalal Street. Bank Nifty is, of course, the star of the week. It has hit fresh record highs and has spearheaded the current phase of the rally. After breaking out from a larger cup and handle pattern and a flag pattern on the weekly charts, the index has shot up significantly. With this breakout confirmed, the belief is that the index has the potential to rally by another 2,500 points in the coming months. The Nifty 50 has broken out from a rising channel pattern, which is likely to lift the index towards its previous all-time highs. The strategy going forward should be to buy on decline. Those names I spoke of earlier and why they are suddenly attractive. The stock has shown immense strength, that is the DLF stock, in the recent past and has broken out from the falling channel pattern on the weekly chart. It has also surpassed its 200 weekly exponential moving average. Projections indicate that the stock has the potential to rally towards 218 rupees in the medium term, and that is why DLF has a buy call from Hadrian for an upside of 8%. Next up, Karnataka Bank with a buy call as well. The stock has rallied smartly and has broken out from an inverse head and shoulder pattern on the weekly chart. The breakout has been accompanied with a smart uptick in traded volumes. The stock has also witnessed golden crossovers on the moving average on the daily chart. Projections indicate that the stock has the potential to rally towards 140 rupee levels in the medium term. Therefore, Karnataka Bank has a buy call with a target of 140 rupees, upside of 9.3%. And finally, Reliance Capital has a sell call. The stock has been consolidating for the past six trading sessions and has finally broken down from a consolidation pattern. The fall has also been accompanied with a smart uptick in traded volumes. The negative crossovers on the relative strength index, that is RSI, further accentuates the bearish stance that IIFL have on the stock. The expectation is that the stock will decline lower towards its potential target of 158 rupees 50 paise in the near term. That makes Reliance Capital a sell call from Hadrian with a downside of 5%. It's Friday. I'm not going to hold you on for much longer. The day has begun. The day shall end soon too. But before that, one quick revision because I'm a strict teacher like that. DLF has a buy call, target 218, stop loss 194, upside 8%. Karnataka Bank, buy call, target 140, stop loss 122, upside 9.3%. Reliance Capital, sell call, target 158.5, stop loss 172, downside of 5%. One friend to another, with the help of another friend in between. Those were some names that you might want to keep in mind as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the day. I'll see you later in the evening, yeah? Don't worry too much. Until then, you can also write to me, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.